This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A couple decades ago, I had the father of our guest on this program, John Platt, who was head of the Thruway and the canal program in the state of New York, a wonderful man. He passed. He was a tremendous leader in transportation in New York State. And our guest today is his son, second generation on this program, Rick Platt. To tell you a little bit about his background, he is president and CEO of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. During his 23-year tenure, the Port Authority has grown to become the largest self-sustaining port authority in Ohio and among the top five largest overall among over 60 port authorities in the state of Ohio. In a 36-year industrial development career, Rick has worked on business development deals with international firms ranging from Boeing and Masco to Intel and Walmart. He is an energetic champion of manufacturing and a STEM learning advocate. Our guest today, Rick Platt. Let's first talk about your dad, who Don Hutton recommended to be on this program. He was a great transportation leader. How do you remember your tremendous father?
Well, I appreciate hearing that, Brian. Thanks for the opportunity to talk and to reminisce about my dad. I learned a lot from him. He's been gone a long time. We lost him shortly after he left the Thruway. He passed away. He did get a chance to meet the fourth of his grandkids. So that was a good thing for him. And now I'm a grandpa myself, so I know how much he enjoyed that and how much he was missed the opportunities that his wife and my mom have enjoyed all these years. I followed in my dad's footsteps in some respects, but many times not in others. I mean, I learned a lot from him in terms of focused on the economic base for job creation and an appreciation for the value of manufacturing. And in the end, it's all about people, making sure that we're doing the things that make it possible for people to have jobs and employment and reach the best of their potential.
Well, we'll dedicate this program in memory of Rick Platt's father, John Platt, who was a tremendous leader in transportation in the state of New York and a very fine, honest, decent, and encouraging man. Let's talk about your work in industrial development. Rick Platt is president and CEO of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. Let's talk about industrial development.
Yeah, Brian, that long name, that Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority, lots of misnomers in there. We're created by two cities and a county. We actually were created to take over a former Air Force Base facility that ironically never had an airfield, never had anything that resembles a port. I joke that I have a creek behind my office, but that's the closest thing to a port we have. In Ohio, port authorities are those multi-jurisdictional government entities that really are nimble to work with the private sector. So we were created to take over a former Air Force Base facility and turn it into an industrial development engine. I think we've done that. We now actually employ more people. Our companies here employ more people than it employed when it closed as an Air Force Base 30 years ago. And we really achieved a lot of diversity in manufacturing at a time when a lot of people were not so bullish on manufacturing. We remain bullish and have accomplished some things that I think are a microcosm for the nation at a time when I think reshoring of manufacturing is real and coming back in a big way.
Very good. Now, you interact with Washington, D.C., with your Port Authority. What type of hope and encouragement do you get with funding and programs from Washington?
Well, more than anything, we rely on the strong U.S. economy to create what I call waves. You know, we don't create the waves, but we ride the waves. So when there's talk about manufacturing, and so often I think in our part of the country, we've always heard politicians talking about manufacturing, but usually it's only every 4 years when they're running for office. It's really encouraging to me that we're translating more from just talk to actually becoming part of policy. We've thought for a long time at our Port Authority that there's an opportunity, and we put our money where our mouth is, that there's an opportunity to seize the the what we'll call the demographic dividend, the chance to compete for GDP growth in manufacturing in the middle of the country that's presented itself for really the last 10 years. What we need at the federal level is to make sure the policy matches the opportunity.
Well, very good. Now let's internalize Rick Platt as president and chief executive officer of the Heath Newark Licking County Port Authority. Let's talk about your initiatives for industrial development, economic development in the state of Ohio. What about within the state? Rick Platt.
Yeah, and again, I think we're a microcosm for other places. You know, when our Port Authority was first created, our number one job was to make sure that the Air Force Base facility is a unique asset of the really for the nation, that they didn't go to waste. And that was job one. It remains job one. But job two was to diversify. So to do that, we went about acquiring land. The original Air Force Base property was really small at only about 50 acres. We grew now to where we've got over 1 million square feet, over 700 acres of property. We have a trade show exhibit in our boardroom that reads Missiles to Milk. That really speaks to the diversity that we've achieved in manufacturing. So the missiles part is Boeing is our largest customer here. They're in the missile guidance business and some other things related to the defense industry and have since they first came and leased the base property from us 30 years ago. But the milk part is we actually are home to North America's largest organic baby formula facility, making baby formula through a company called Bobby. And in between, we've got life sciences. We've got plant-based food. We've got industries of all kinds of different variety. And that I think that's the secret sauce of this reshoring manufacturing opportunity is that diversification. You know, it actually helps make sure that when rough times hit, because inevitably they do economically, that we've got some stamina with some of our companies here, right here in, again, a microcosm of what could happen in other places around the country.
And what about the tariffs? Do they have an effect in Ohio with the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority? Does it affect you in Ohio?
There's no doubt they are. You know, right now I'd say it's kind of had a little bit of a muted effect with many of our companies in the sense that they're waiting, they're kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the final version of these look like. We're proud to fly the flags of six countries in our boardroom. So we've got the flag, of course, the U.S., but we've also got Canada, Great Britain, China, Germany, and also Monaco, of all things. When we're in a good economy, when we're seeing this reshoring of manufacturing, we're seeing companies that want to come to the U.S. to sell to the U.S., usually more than half of our inquiries are coming from foreign investment, foreign companies. So right now, the tariffs, maybe that's a reason for some more of the companies to looking. When we know more about the certainty of what the tariffs are going to settle in at, I think we'll get a little bit more certainty about that investment. So right now, I think what's happening is some of our companies see the low-hanging fruit. They've been woken up to the fact that they've got some broken supply chains if tariffs remain. They're looking at how do they domestic source that supply chain. We've got some of these companies that made investment here in the last 10 years. We've seen jobs grow here 150% in manufacturing in the last 10 years. But they've made that investment. They still have some overseas supply chains that they've got to look at. But some of that's not low-hanging fruit. I mean, if you're going to make I'm just picking numbers out of the sky, but if you're going to make a $200 million investment, pick up a large track site, the last thing you want to do is have your competitors gain an edge because you made an investment that is no longer competitive if some of the policy changes come either with an ex-president or even within this current administration. So, I'm a person, I think tariffs are part of the portfolio, what we have to be able to be competitive, but it doesn't necessarily work precisely with every company in every industry sector.
Very good. We're getting a good education from a leader with industrial development and Port Authority management, Rick Platt, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. If you're listening in Cleveland, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, or Manhattan, to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the BET AM 1520, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, BET AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14. 1-800-226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, David Black, about election integrity, Aliyah Nadeem, Toledo, Ohio civic leader. Coming up, we'll have a program with the Canal Boat Racing Hall of Fame and also author Chip Nalon. A little bit more information about our guest, Rick Platt. He's put his knowledge of Ohio and industrial development experience to work. Rick Platt serves on the Jobs Ohio Board of Directors. His industrial development engagement finds him active also with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. Rick Platt gives back to the community, serving as a trustee and past chair of the Board of Trustees for Licking County's Science Museum, the Works, and serving on the governing committee of the Licking County Foundation. A great leader with industrial development and growth, Rick Platt, son of a guest we had on the program a few decades ago, John Platt, who was head of the New York State Thruway and Canal Corporation. So let's talk a little bit more about pockets for growth. You mentioned three or four companies that are doing a lot of business with the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. Let's talk about pockets for growth that you see in the next decade. Rick Platt.
Yeah, Brian, I think it's manufacturing, and we're bullish on it in Ohio manufacturing. And I think this your listeners from Buffalo, even though Buffalo's in New York, it resembles a lot of what we see in Western Pennsylvania, in Northeast Ohio, and good parts of Ohio. We're really a microcosm of that too. So we're bullish on manufacturing. In Ohio, 17% of Ohio's gross domestic product comes from manufacturing. If you add in the office component, research and development, 70% of research and development, after all, is consumed by manufacturers. We're really saying that about a third of our economy, particularly in parts of the country like ours, have always been dependent on manufacturing. I hate to use that word rust belt. I just consider it a pejorative. But I think we've really moved beyond that. We are a place where there's an opportunity to seize more of the our national GDP and really be the, again, like we were decades ago, that new American heartland, that ability to produce the goods that are necessary not only in the United States but around the world. So to me, it's getting ready for manufacturing with sites that are ready. In our Port Authority case, we took over an Air Force base, turned it into this diverse place with additional property. We've also built buildings on speculation. When we see companies from Europe, for example, they're looking at, can they find a place 2,000 square meters to put up their first shingle and come here to sell to the U.S.? We've built buildings that size in order to facilitate their coming. You mentioned it from my bio, Jobs Ohio. Jobs Ohio is our answer to the statewide industrial development and economic development, targeting diverse sectors of our economy, and really at the heart of that, kind of the quantum sector of our economy is manufacturing. And Jobs Ohio is focused on providing both the natural incentives and the financial incentives that make it possible for companies to land here. Total focus is on, from my standpoint, is on manufacturing, and that's where it's at. And our chance to really take that back, something that was a legacy of our states that are in this part of the country, and seize upon that opportunity to keep growing it. And I think we are.
Very good. Very good work on the part of our guest, Rick Platt, president and CEO of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority in Ohio. I'd like to thank John Schmidt of the prominent law firm Phillips Lytle for dropping us a note. And a little plug here, this Christmas, share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AMPO Legal newspaper. Each week, they'll receive by email or a digital version of the Polish American Weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription, the AMPO Legal, is only $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampolegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page, or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. And share your Polish heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. Now, you talked a little bit about foreign investments when you talked about the six different countries. You didn't mention Mexico. Are you getting trade from Mexico also through the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority in Ohio?
Well, while we haven't, I believe it's possible that there are other parts of Ohio that have. I mean, I think, again, it's all about creating a business climate, having a product with sites and buildings that are ready to go, have the built-in natural incentive and financial incentives also ready to go. And that's all part of the sauce of a business climate. And with the it's not just tariffs, but really where we're poised as a country demographically, you know, we're growing, our ability to provide a workforce as a country, even though it's one of our challenges, is also one of our advantages. If you think about it, we compete with not just China, but Germany and Japan, those three countries in terms of competitiveness for manufacturing production. And all three of those countries are actually seeing their workforce or their working age population decline. And in all three of their cases now, their actual populations decline. So if they're going to want to sell to the U.S., more increasingly, they're going to have to come to the U.S. So if we can do the things to get ready for accepting that type of investment, well, we're all going to be better off. And so is it true of Mexico? Yes. I mean, we continue to see Japanese investment interest. It really is global, and in ways that we hadn't seen in the past, but increasingly more and more it's coming. It's just being ready for it.
Rick, as we blanket 17 of the United States and much of Canada, if there's a business executive that wants to trade in Ohio with the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority, how can they get a hold of you or look into trade opportunities?
Well, our website has information on how to contact us. I mean, we're marketing on different national platforms, the availability of property. We've kind of carved out a niche as a port authority over some of these smaller spaces. So when companies want to get started in space, sometimes they graduate from their garage to the first crappy building they can find. We've got ready to go sites. We have one building product that was a converted car dealership that we call StemFlex. The STEM part is we're focused on those jobs that require STEM skills, manufacturing and related type of industry. But the flex part is that we can move office space and interior space to include labs and production space in a flexible way. So that's been our approach to attempt to seize more in that manufacturing and that sector, those sectors that need STEM skills, is having a product that's ready to go.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 is Rick Platt, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, so we'd like to hear from you. A little bit more information about our guest, Rick Platt, son of John Platt, who was on this program a couple decades ago. Rick Platt was recognized in 2025 with a Helping Hand Award from Par Excellence STEM Academy 2022 and the John Alford Community Service Award from the Licking County Chamber of Commerce, listed three times by Columbus Business First among the Power 125. He lives in Newark and is the proud father of four and grandfather of one. Our guest today, Rick Platt. Now, we talked about foreign investments. Let's talk more closely to where you are at the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. What about Ohio investments? What do you see in the state of Ohio helping your Port Authority?
Well, really, if your listeners were to Google Licking County, be careful. That's a word that's sometimes tough to Google, but they're going to see Intel's name come up. We're the place that Intel announced they were going to build first time on the eastern half of the United States. They've been slowed because the semiconductor industry has not provided the boost that they were looking for, but they're still investing in getting their buildings ready in order to accept semiconductor manufacturing. I know we've seen others talk about doing that in other parts of our side of the country. I think there's a couple things that come to mind when we talk about Intel and investment like that is, you know, the biggest thing is Intel came because of that legacy of manufacturing. They came for seizing upon those manufacturing skills. I know when a company makes an announcement they're going to make a $28 billion investment, it causes more moms, let's say, to pay attention than normal and get their kids to recognize, hey, there's an opportunity in manufacturing. But I think this is an illustrated story. We had a gathering of manufacturers here in Licking County after Intel had been announced, and I asked them to stand up, kind of do a reverse poll. I've listed some of the skills that Intel will need when they open up: industrial maintenance, HVAC, robotics, long list of skills. And I asked them to sit down if they didn't need those skills, and none of them sat down among the companies gathered. So to me, it just told the story. So yeah, it's difficult sometimes to get the attention of parents and kids about what those jobs are that are coming in manufacturing in the future. They might have a view of how it was for their grandfather, which is no longer the case. But really, it's an eye-opener that a lot of the skills are common across all of manufacturing. So if we can get parents and kids to think about skills that are necessary for future manufacturing, we're going to seize more of those opportunities as a country. And as I just keep beating the drum on, is the middle of the country is poised to be able to seize more of those opportunities.
Well, I like on your resume that you're involved with the STEM Academy. We had a couple programs with Yvonne Boyce, who was with the National Endowment for the Humanities, and she always talked about adding an A to make it STEAM for the arts also. So it's nice to see that you're involved with STEM. Let's talk a little bit more about your successes and your 23-year tenure as CEO of Heath Newark Licking County Port Authority. Let's talk about the highlights of your career, Rick Platt.
Well, I think it's not something I like talking about myself so much, but I think one of the things that our Port Authority has accomplished is the fact that we took over an Air Force base that there were some folks that said, let it go. It was about 5% of the workforce of our community that was threatened to be lost if it closed entirely. Their Air Force realized that they couldn't just pick up and move some of the one-of-a-kind equipment that's here to calibrate the important missile work they do. So we were able to do the first and only privatization in place. So imagine standing up a three-legged stool. One leg of the stool is the Air Force still needed to have that work performed. The community cared about keeping the job impact, but also doing our thing for the national security by keeping it place running. And then the third leg was we needed the private sector to come in and run it. Boeing came in to do the guidance system work. Another company came in to do the metrology work. Metrology is the science of measurement. Somebody has to have the yardstick that knows what a yardstick's length is. We have that. That's just my analogy. We have that for 54 different Air Force labs here. So I think the biggest accomplishment is the fact that it's still here. A lot of people predicted it'd just be a pile of weeds and rubble. The building actually goes 80 feet down and has some really unique capabilities that came to this part of Ohio because we were actually the second most stable place seismically in all of North America. And the work that they do here is very precise, operating in a clean room. And it's important that work not have vibration, not have things that disrupt the calibration work and the under a microscope work that's done here. So the fact that it's still here is our greatest accomplishment. And the fact that we've been able to diversify is kind of the second accomplishment that really our team here at the Port Authority has been part of for all the 30 years that we've existed and the 23 I've been here.
Wonderful. Now, we have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Your Port Authority, Heath Newark Licking County Port Authority, is the largest self-sustaining port authority in Ohio. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Ohio law has these port authorities, more than 60 of them in the state, and they're seized upon for industrial development because of the flexibility of being able to work on a multi-jurisdictional level, but not have to be burdened with some of the things that makes government slow down. So it sounds like an oxymoron to some people, but we pride ourselves on being a government innovator and being able to work nimbly to be able to respond to the speed of business and operate as if we were a business. So that part that we're self-sustaining is the port authorities among the 60 that are larger than us in Ohio, we'd be fourth or fifth on a list ranking them. The ones bigger than us all receive some sort of tax dollars to support their operation. We were created with some local support, which we paid back and have not taken any tax dollars since to support the operation. So again, it speaks to being able to operate like a business in that we are not dependent on tax revenue to sustain our operation.
You have a lot of big companies you're working with, like Boeing and Masco. Take a minute. Tell us how your relationship are with these major multinational corporations.
Yeah, Boeing just signed a 10-year lease extension with us, takes their lease with us through 2038. So that's a nice thing we're celebrating here in 2025 and will for some time to come. When we mentioned Masco, one of Masco's company headquartered in Detroit, they're parent to a lot of companies, but the one that ties to us is Behr Paint. We were glad to see latex paint being made on our campus starting in the middle part of 2024. Behr is thriving here. They came to a 50-acre site in the middle part of 2021. Actually, ironically, when I mentioned the Intel announcement, that actually happened in January 2022. And Behr was concerned, are we going to be able to provide the construction labor to build their new building? Were we going to be able to provide the labor for their operation? And they were my first phone call when Intel got announced. Thankfully, we calmed them down about the fears of competition for those things. They built, they're thriving, they're doing very well. There's a lot of impact comes from working with the larger companies, but we never lose sight on the fact that sometimes it's the smaller companies that collectively can pull off a lot too. So in Ohio, I like the fact that 60% of our manufacturers in Ohio have less than 20 employees.
Okay, I'm sorry we have to come to a close. Rick Platt has been our guest, president and CEO of the Heath Newark Licking County Port Authority, son of John Platt, who was a wonderful guest on this program two decades ago. Special thanks to Don Hutton, transportation expert, for recommending Rick Platt, and Kevin Carr, director of production for the last 20 years. We wish everybody happy holidays. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.